Start the strength recording. Okay, good evening, everybody. We're up to Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph in the middle of two dots. Filas Mincha. Okay, we just finished doing Gemaras about whether the Tfilas Mincha, the Tfilas were connected. Tvidim Tiknom. Now we're going to continue the same vein about some other things. But so the thing I told you to remember yesterday was that the Zmanim were set based on the Zmanim of the Karbonis. Let's keep going. We're going to see a little change in terms of how the Gemara views this concept of Tfilas Keneged Tmidim Tiknum and the way it plays out in the following case. Let's go right there. You'll understand what I'm saying. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yechonon. So Rabbi Chiya, again, I don't know if anybody's been keeping track how many times Rabbi Yechonon is quoted per page. But it certainly seems to me to be unbelievable the number of times he's quoted over here. And it makes sense why they said, as we keep saying again and again, why we say that the Yerushalmi was composed by Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, even though the Bavli was composed by Rina Vashi, we don't see them quoted every page like over here. I don't know what happened. Anyway, Tfilas Mincha Tfilas Musaf, a person's confronted with two Tfilos, Mincha and Musaf. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "Tfilas HaMincha Kodemes." That you're supposed to daven Mincha first. Could be that the reason is because Torah Vashenu Torah Kodem. Correct. That might be the reason. Let's see. Number nine. That's what they say. The reason for this is that it's a more frequent prayer, right? So Torah Vashenu Torah Kodem. That's the first thing it said. Next, Havim Bayim Meimar Kasheim Biyom Kedelis Balshayim. Now the people. He says the scholars in the academy, when they heard this halacha, they thought this is only speaking about when there is not enough time in the day to pray both of them. So that's when we say mincha takes precedence over musaf. Avom yeshalos kedei lespal shnehem. If there is enough time to pray both tfilos, then tfilos musaf kodemus, and maybe then musaf would come first. We have a special guest today. Okay, again, we're talking about if you're confronted with Tfilas Mincha and Tfilas Musaf at the same time, so Rabbi Yochanan said, you daven Mincha first. The Gemara said that they thought that was only true when there was what? Not enough time to pray both of them. That's when you would say Mincha first. If there would be enough time, then you would daven Musa first. So he turns around and he says to them, that's the next page. And it's not true that even if there's enough time to pray both of them, you still say, now, what is the two started? What are the two sides of this Shiloh? It's very Pashut. The rule is, right, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Karban Mincha was the Karban Tamid. Was the bookend, right? As there are two bookends for the Karbonis that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Talmud Shel Shachar, Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim. All Karbonis were brought in between those two Karbonis. Therefore, the Musaf should be brought before the Karbon Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim. So that's why they thought that Rabbi Yochanan's din to daven Mincha before Musaf was only when there wasn't enough time to pray both of them. But if there was enough time, for sure you should daven Musaf first. That's what they thought. Then Rabbi Yochanan turns around and says, no, even in that case, I'm going to daven Mincha first because of the svar that we mentioned before of Torah Vashenu Torah Kodem. Now, my point I want to bring out here in this Gemara, I think it's very important to realize that even though the tefillos were keneged ha-karbonis, we said yesterday that the tefillos keneged to meet him tiknum, but it only goes to a certain extent. In other words, we only carry it so far. Even though the din is, that is the din, the Beis HaMikdash, you can't be marked with Karbonis after the Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim. So what's going on over here? Rabbi Yochanan is all of a sudden saying that we ignore that rule. So the answer must be that even though it's keneged, that's what it's for, but it's not going to go through with the halachas of the Karbonis and the Zmanim of the Karbonis. So that's why I thought this explains a very, very obvious question that I have every year, Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, that's the exception to the rule that they brought the carbon tamid before the carbon Pesach. It's the one exception to the rule that a carbon is brought afterwards. So why is it that in shuls and in all our shuls, we never see anybody being makbid to quick daven mincha early so that it will resemble the way it was done in Beis HaMikdash? We most shuls daven mincha the same way they daven for every area. The answer is what we have here, that we only say that it is keneged. That's the reason why it was mistaken, but we don't follow the zmanim. The zmanim do not track. That's what I would say. You know, you have to be careful, because the Rambam does say that it does track it in a certain ofen. That is to say, the Rambam speaks out that the carbon that the tefilas mincha, the zman is supposed to be 9.5 hours. That's mincha katana. Then there's mincha gadola. That's 12.5, right? That's 12:30, 6.5 hours. Why the Rambam gives the history of the carbon mincha? The carbon tefilas, Tamar Shabbat Harbayim, rather. The oil of the Tamar Shabbat Harbayim is most of the time brought at 3:30, 4:30, right? That time frame. Once in a while, it was brought at 12:30. Erev Pesach, Shachali is Friday. So then that day, they brought it at 12:30. So once in a blue moon, so the Rambam speaks out, only Davin Mincha, Mincha Gedola, not... if you have to, but the preferred time is the later time, because that time of 12:30 was only once in a blue moon. So I just want to give you that there's the dual flavor over here. On the one hand, the Rambam is going ahead and tracking the Zmanim and saying that the Mincha and the Tfilas Mincha, the Talmud Shobein HaRabayim and the Tfilas Mincha are tracking in terms of the Zman to a certain extent. On the other hand, we're seeing here in Rabbi Yochanan, it does not track completely. So it's you have to be able to follow when it tracks, when it doesn't track, and it's very important to keep that in mind. Okay.
Every Shabbos, we are that Musa starts at the seventh hour before Mincha, which can start at 6.5. Right?
Yeah. Yes. 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 That's true. Well, since you're bringing it up, I'll just mention to you right now. In Shulchan Aruch Reish Pei Vav, Din Tfilas Musaf B'Shabbos, the Machaber says the following: Zman Tfilas Musaf Miyad Achar Tfilas HaShachar Bein La'achara Yoser Miyad Sheva Shos. A person should not delay Musaf after the seventh hour. In his follows Achar Sheva Shos, you daven after 1 o'clock, let's say, Nikra Poshea, you're a Poshea, but you're Yotze. Like we said, Zman Musaf is all day. Okay, that's what it says. Now, it says, Holy Ufan of State Philos, Achas Shal Mincha, Bachas Shal Musafim. You had both, right? To go Sheikha Milas Pal Philos Musafat Shay Shals Mexa, Shehuzman Philos Mincha, Charles Pal Shal Mincha Tfilo. This is the Machaber. So Machaber Paskins, just like what Rabbi Yochanan said over here, right? Halacha l'maisa, right? But some people say, I'm just going to skip to the end because we have to go back there. Yesh mi shahora shein osin kein betzibur lahak l'tfilas mincha l'tfilas musaf k'dei shelo yidu. Because this throws people off, and people will think that you're supposed to daven musaf after mincha. So therefore, betzibur, this seems to be the minhag why we don't necessarily do it this way. But anyway, but I'll call upon him. You have here this whole shmooze over here with this Mishama. Okay? Okay, next. So again, we've said, even if there's enough time, you still daven mincha first. Again, we see this pattern again and again, where the Yishami will answer a question and then repeat it for shame somebody else to prove that that's to reinforce the answer. For Hatani, Frank the Gemara, question or yay. Hikton Tfilas HaMinchol, Tfilas HaMusafim Yotza. It says that if you daven Mincha before Musaf, you were Yotze. So that sounds like the Lashon of the Bavli would be B'di'evit. Yotza is B'di'evit, but it would not be Lachachilo, which the Yishami's Lashon B'di'evit is Lishah Avar, after the fact. Hobbit Tfilah Lobadah. But if it will be lachachila, you should not do that first. That's not like Rabbi Yechonon, who says you should daven mincha first. Pasar la, the answer is, very important answer, b'shelo higiyas man hatfila. The braisa that says, and if you daven mincha first before musaf, then you're yotzei b'diavad, is where the zman hatfila has not yet arrived. Now, what does that mean? So this is my focus in the mafarshim, exactly how to learn the Gemara. Let's learn simple pshat over here. We'll get into the detailed different other pshat in a minute. The pasha pshat over here is we're talking about that there's, like I just told you, that the Rambam says the ikar zman tefila is mincha ketano, which is 9.5 hours into the day. The zman of tefilas mincha b'di eved would be 6.5 hours into the day. So that zman, which is mincha gadola, that the Gemara is calling that the b'di'evet, that's lo higia zman mincha. It's not the zman mincha lechachilo. So in that case, he's saying, this Yushalmi is saying, according to this pshat in the Yushalmi is saying, in that case, it's b'di'evet, if you daven mincha before Musaf, you're yotze. Lechachilo, between the zman of mincha gadola, Musaf comes at that hour, you should daven Musaf first and then mincha. But the Yavin, if you daven mincha first, you're yotze. Rabbi Yochanan is telling me, but if it's mincha ketana, then lechachilo you should daven mincha first. That's what this answer is saying. I'll just mention very briefly over here in Rosh Cirilo, because this happens sometimes. If you look at the Rosh Cirilo at the bottom, he says, Umata yumash shis shoin shekfar hu chatzos. He says it's talking about exactly 12 o'clock. 12 noon, high noon.
Second column,
Rosh Cirilo at the bottom. B'di'evad, he says, Tomet Shalbein Harabayim B'sof Shah Shishas Kosher. That B'di'evad, if you brought the carbon mincha, at the carbon Tomet Shalbein Harabayim at 12:03, let's say, for example, you would be Yotzei B'di'evad, right? Kedisnan, a Pesach Shalbein Harabayim B'sof Kosher. And it says Bein Harabayim, and same thing is true for that. So it comes out according to the way he's learning the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara, when it says lo higia zman, it means we haven't reached 12 and a half, we haven't reached 6.5 hours. That we're between 12 and 12:30. And he said, and there would be a big kiddush in this Yerushalmi, that if someone is in the Eved state, they could daven mincha at 12:15. That is a big shaylah in Paiskim, and lechachila, a person not supposed to do that even b'di Eved. I was in the airport once. They were taking off. The LL flight was taking off from Eretz Yisrael, and it was taking off at exactly 12:30. We had to load at the board of the plane, and somebody gets up and starts to daven mincha. I said to the guy, "What are you daven mincha for? It's not this man yet. We have to wait a half hour after chatzos." He gives me a look like, "What do you know?" He goes and he daven mincha. I'm thinking to myself, "This guy's nuts," but he has one parish that he could be semich on here b'di'evet. So he, that this guy is a yeshiva guy who probably knew the Yerushalmi according to Rosh Cirilo, those pshat, he probably knew that. Anyway, so this is to Shiloh. If you take a look at Mr. Brohi, he brings down this Shiloh. Okay. Next. Kehador. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi mefakel Talmidov. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi called his Talmidim. In Havelachon Ariston, which is a Greek word for a large festive meal, such as a bris or a chasana, if you're going to have a large festive meal, umata yuma l'shis shoin, and the day gets to the sixth hour, and the Haredim speaks out over here, lav dafka, let's see if we can see it here, where he says lav dafka. It's going to be on the next page. It comes to the 6 hour Adalah Siskun Larista before you are ready, go to the banquet. So now we're on Memdal on the base. Tahavan Maslim Mufas Adalah Saskin. You should daven mincha before you begin go to the big meal. So the Haredim speaks out. You see the way he speaks out? For Lab Davka Miyad. It doesn't mean right away to daven between 12 and 12:30. Yamtinu Chatzi Shah. Wait until 12:30 because you can't daven between 12 and 12:30. The Haredim is very clear on this. You cannot daven between 12 and 12. Let me just tell you a little hashkafa thing here, which I think. Most poskim say even be the Eved, not Yotzer, but according to Rav Sirlo, you would be Yotzer with the Eved. I want to tell you just a hashkafa thing over here that I always thought it was very interesting. Those people who worship the sun, right? At the time that we got the Torah, so we had the whole Mitzrayim, we were worshiping the sun. If you were, let's put yourself in the, let's imagine you're an Egyptian and you're worshiping the sun. When do you think the best time to worship the sun?
Noon.
High noon. That's when the sun is Bitkufasa and it's showing its mighty, the mighty sun, right? So that would be the time to pray to the sun at 12 noon. What's the one zman of tefillah that is a zman that we are, can daven a whole day, but there's one zman that we completely say you don't daven? 12 to 12:30. Isn't that interesting? That Klal Yisrael, when they set up, yet we say the Pesukim, Yiru'ucha im Shemesh, we say, we will fear you, with the sun, meaning when the sun rises. And when it sets, that's when we're davening Mikra. But when it's in high noon, that's Asman, which is hustle and disqualified for just to show. I just thought it was interesting, hashkafically. I'm not sure whether there's anything to it. But anyway, let's go on. Vekamahu plag mincha. So how long is plag mincha? Or what is the definition of plag mincha? Achas esrei shols kos revia. So that's 11 hours less a quarter. So it's 10 and three quarter hours. So that's... what is it saying? Mincha Ketana begins at 9.5 hours, ends 2.5 hours later. Half of that span is 1.25 hours, means 10 and three quarter hours into the day, which is added up. That's 10 and three quarters hours.
4:45
on a 6 to 6 day, so that will be 4:45, right? Tamon Teninon. So let's take a look at what it says about the Korban Tomet. Tomet Nishkan for Shmoinu Mesa. Now, the Tomet is slaughtered in the 8.5 hour. So that would be all right, 8.5, 6 and 2, it's the 6 and 2 is 8, so it's 2:30, right? That's 2:30, it's slaughtered. Carbotation mechsan, it's brought at 3:30, right? Is that right? Okay, so it's 9.5 hours. Erev Sochem, Nishcha B'Shevel Mechsan, it's Erev Pesach, they had to back it up a little bit because guess what happens to Erev Pesach? You've got a lot of karbonis to deal with after the mincha, so they got to back it up, give yourself some more time. So it's slaughtered instead of at 2:30, it's slaughtered at 1:30. And Karev B'Shmona Mechsa, you recarve at the 2:30, right? Name of Kol Shabbos, regardless of whether it comes out of Shabbos or Pesach with Shabbos, because the Shechitas HaPesach is Dofe Shabbos, of course. So that's not an issue. Now, if we go and take a look on 44b2 footnote 5, he brings down that the Mishnah concludes over there that if Erev Pesach comes out on Friday, then it's slaughtered at 6.5 hours to provide an additional hour to roast the Pesach before Shabbos, because the roasting of the Korban Pesach is not doing Shabbos. So that's why if you want to remember, when does he push Korban Pesach, Korban Tamid, Shalbein Rabbayim, all the way back to the earliest time? That would be if it's Erev Pesach, Shechalias, Be'erev Shabbos. So that's what the Rambam meant. But that's why, since it only occurs once in a while, but that's why that is not the ideal time for daven mincha. Okay. Here we're saying in the Mishnah that it's not in the Mishnah, the Braisa. You said that it was, 2.5 hours? Because you were saying you can daven 9.5 hours. Here in the Mishnah, it says that they shechted the Korban Tamid at 8.5 hours. It's an extra hour. What's going on? We've been saying all along that the Mincha was at the same time as the Shechitas Korban Tamid Shalbein Rabbayim. He says that's not true. It's not the Tamid, it's the Ktores. The Ktores, it's the time of the Tefillah is the Ktores. That is to say, every day they brought Ktores, once in the morning, once in the evening, and the Ktores was brought after they were makriv, the Korban Tamid on the Mizbeach. So the Korban Tamid was shechted at 8.5 hours, took an hour to do the whole Avodah. So we're at 3:30. At 3:30, you would actually be makir the Torah. So we're making the parallel there to the actual Torah. Matam, what's the basis? Tikon tefilasi Torah lefanachem asis kapi b'chasarev. So there's a prayer like the Torah, I guess. Let my prayer stand as incense before you, the lifting of my hands of the afternoon. Say shachas the isuka, take 1 hour to do the asek, means the avoda of the carbon tavid. At avid mincha shtei shalos u'metza, and you make the period of the mincha 2.5 hours, like we said in the brayso. Okay, so that's just a little diversion about how we align the times. Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, how you must follow the dumicham. Rabbi Yosi used to daven when just before sunset, as there was redness on the western horizon. Kadeshi here of Moira Shemaim polyum, so you should have Moira Shemaim a whole day. Then Moira Shemaim, I wanted to show you the Haredim over here, has a very beautiful thing here. Take a look, it's at the very last thin lines on the left. Kadeshi hey olav Moira Shemaim, so the Haredim says Kadeshiv, Yura Ucha im Shemesh. Kadashina Bay Kishi Yura Ucha im Shemesh, the Haino Tfila. That is to say, when they will fear you with the Shemesh, which is davening, you are ucha im Shemesh tahino, kol hem shach hayom yolav mar shemayim. Then the whole day will be your shemayim. V'hayom askam and halayla, and the day begins night, the sev, v'hayar v'hi v'hiker. Hashemesh oivid rabbi b'mayrish, b'mayrish, kol hem shach sivuvay. So it's serving its master, right? The whole, its whole, as it goes through the atmosphere. So the idea is you have Yerucha in the Shemesh in the morning, and you have Yerucha Shemesh at the night. So he basically had two bookends of Yira, so to speak, of Tefillah. That's what his idea was. So he would daven with the Dumicha. My portion should be with those who daven with the redness of the sun. This is what each chassid should pray for at the time of mitzvah. What does it mean, la'is mitzvah? So this is a famous pasuk. It's dash in many ways, but here we're dashing it this way for la'is mitzuyo sholyo. It's a time of the ringing out from the lashon. It says by the carbon, oaf, they used to squeeze the blood out of the bird, right? And pushed it against the Mizbeach wall. So here too, it's like they're squeezing out the day. When does the day get squeezed out? It's like the last remnants of the day. So that's what every chassid should must follow to daven at the last moment possible. Oh yeah, I mean, like I said, there's a lot of different drushes. Some people say it's talking about a person should be mispal, that everything should go smoothly at his own personal levaya, because up until the last shovelful of dirt, it's not going to, you don't know what's going to happen. Anyway, but the it's very important here is to understand the chilk between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi here, as we've seen, is saying and advocating that you could daven mincha. In the Dumichama, and the Yerushalmi has no problem with it. In the Bavli, it says just the opposite. It says, Layat Allah b'marava al-hayman d'masli in the Dumichama. That's the Lashon of the Bavli. It's the Bavli, it's in Daf Chavtes, I think. Chavtes on Beis. Yeah, it says that they cursed anybody that davened with the Dumichama. Why? Because they were afraid something will happen at the last moment and you'll miss this month. So it's very interesting that there's this distinction between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Now he says to look at the Aruch HaShulchan, which I did happen to bring with me. It's very interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan gets out of it very easily. And he says, you know what? He writes over here, Levadza yesh litzok al minag medino senu shema achad filas mincha ad ashkia mamash. He says you should cry out against the minhag that we wait until shkia to daven mincha. Hare migamara chavtes on base iso lehedya. But my rova lighti amad the mispal mincha b'mechama that they used to curse. Aye, it says in the Yerushalmi in Reish Parak Dalet Alach Aleph from Yisrael Panino Hayim Espalim during Dumei Chama. So it's like the Aruch Hashulchan at Shacharis Koi Kamoshem Asayim Shom Kadei Shehil of Mer Shemayim Kol Hayom. He says that the pshat over here is that you should have. He was mispalel in the Dumei Chama. He's referring not to Mincha. He's talking about Shacharis. So that's the Aruch Hashulchan's way up. So the brother of Ada's mother. So he would hold, a Rav had a special coat on Yom Kippur, and Rav would say to him, when you see the sun at the top of the palm trees, give me back my coat, so I'll daven mincha. So he's giving, I guess he took the coat off, make it a little cooler. You know, it's a hot day on Yom Kippur. And then he says to him, you hold the coat when it's time to daven mincha. Give me back the coat, so I'll have my coat for mincha. And we all know that the sun's at the top of the trees in Bavel, so the sun is really further up, higher in Eretz Yisrael, obviously, because Bavel is further west, further east than Eretz Yisrael. So based on, you know, where you are, the further you go east, the further you go from east to west, the later will be the sunset. So the Marbiyakanon said, Ha'imra Litzula Haravi, who says to the deep tribe up, Zubavel, Shizuto Shalpaylam. So that's the Bavel, which is at the low point of the world. So in other words, so Bavel is the low point. So when the sun is setting over there, so it's going to be, Eretz Yisrael is a little higher. And so if you're higher up, of course, the sunset is going to be much later. Okay. Why is it called the deep? The people for the Dar Mabul, you know, again, imagine I've my visualization of the Mabul is like you have a pot of boiling soup. So instead of seeing the noodles circulating through the pot, imagine those noodles are people. And you have the people are bubbling and turning around in the soup. And then when the soup finally settles and the Mabul is over, where do they settle? They settle in the deepest part of the world. So all the dead bodies ended up in this place. Shom Tzolulu may say Hamab. You like that visualization? Enjoy your soup. Sure. Gambabal in Pochale, Yisrael, Gambabal Nafuchale, Kol Aretz. That's what it means, that the slain of the entire world fell over there. Another couple of lines that will be done. That they found a valley in the land of Shinar. This is talking about the Araflaga, right? Why is it called Shinar? Why is Bavel called Shinar? Because that was Bavel also. That's where the dead of the generation were deposited. They die in anguish. The Lashon of dying here is not clear because we're talking about actually, their life was living in anguish. Below Ner, below Merchatz, they didn't have fire. They didn't have a bathhouse. The reason for that is because they didn't have much wood growing over there, or because there was xeris by the people who worshipped the fire, not allowing people to light fires except for the purpose of being over the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, you couldn't light fires to heat your bathhouses, and you couldn't light lamps in your house. Whatever the reason is, there's a lack of certain basic comforts over there. So that's like dying over there. They don't have mitzvahs. Why don't they have mitzvahs? They're in Chutz La'aretz. They don't have truma. They don't have meiser, like the people in Eretz Yisrael. Another pshat. The princes die early. They die when they're young. I mean, lately, I've noticed here in America, we're seeing every day another post on the news is another guy dying. 30s and 20s, and the people are committing suicide or they're dying from overdoses or faces. But over there, I guess they died also. They produced an enemy for our adversary, I guess. Who was that? Nebuchadnezzar of Russia. I guess he came from that area. Is that right? Nine? What does it mean? What? He's a king of Babel. Yeah, okay. So that's where we'll stop here and we'll continue from here tomorrow. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a wonderful day.
Mm-hmm.